It's been a gloomy week in the Big Apple. We've had a low gray ceiling over us for days, dummy spit rains, and a million or more heads of humidity hair haloed by herniated umbrellas. If it wasn't for the skyscrapers and the belligerent bellow of car horns, I could swear I'd been transported to the Pacific Northwest visiting my pal in Seattle. When I start to think of Seattle, I start to think of coffee. Rich, smooth, strong, black coffee. And since the nor'easter blew in, I've been obsessed with the bean. All I can think about from Carroll Street to Columbus Circle and back is the tingle of caffeinated nerves quickening my step, the increase of dopamine cheering my disposition, the warmed hands and belly content and unfazed by the unrelenting damp blanketing the city. But try as I might, cup after cup purchased on street corners, at delis, restaurants, and bakeries, I've yet to have a cup that curls my toes and makes everything right in the world again. Generic chain coffee of Moby Dick proportions does not cut it unless I want to spark some sort of arrhythmia with double shots or make dessert out of it by adding copious amounts of Kitty cocaine and Bessie's Full Fat Best. Deli and diner coffee may come in a cheery cup, Harding, New York, or expressing its pleasure to serve me in a Greek-inspired font that almost dances off the cup. But such love and opas of delight are immediately squashed in silence once that first slurp is slugged. At best, it is usually a burned, stale, highly acidic-flavored water that makes me wince and immediately reach for the pile of creamer thimbles and sugar packets at the bottom of the white paper carry-out bag. But today I hurl my cup into the trash can on the corner, vowing to find that elusive, soul-satisfying brew of black gold that makes the gray clouds part and shoots a sunbeam of hope into my clammy, deflated bosom. Which is why I've ended up here, at Cafe Grumpy on West 22nd Street, to ask them why it's so damn difficult.